The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
It's time to get in shape and shape up your health. Welcome to Fitness RX Radio with your hosts, Joe Piatero and Greg Valentino. If you're looking for information about health, training, fitness, and nutrition, then stay with us for the next hour. Now, here are Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero.
Hey, welcome to Extreme Radio. We got two guests coming up tonight, Greg. We're going to have a good old rockin' fucking time. So what's going on, my friend?
How you doing, Joey? We got to get rid of that intro. But if you're looking for health tips and whatever the fuck, don't listen to us for that shit.
The only tip you're going to get here is the tip of our pricks, I think. I don't know if you're going to get too many fucking...
Absolutely.
So fucking, we got some good stuff going on. We're going to fucking get rolling here in a little while, but things are going on pretty good over on the fucking website and shit, too. Let's talk quickly about that fucking post while we got a couple of minutes. Let's blow it up out there and see if we can get some more people jumping in on it.
Well, you know, I wrote that article. It's in the new issue of Muscular Development Magazine. All right, it's in my column, obviously, The Ramblin' Freak. But I wrote the article. We put it up on... I couldn't put the actual article, as you know, Joe.
Yeah.
On the form, I couldn't do that, all right? But I did put the actual text that is in the article on the form. So it's like reading the article. But it's on the fitnessrxformen.com. Did I say it right, Joe? I always get it wrong.
fitnessrxformen.com and go to the to the forum section, Greg's own section, right there in the forums, and you could we want to get the people out there. Share it on Facebook. We've been blowing it up all over the fucking place. Basically, me and Greg are old school guys. We like the old school bodybuilding type shows, and women's bodybuilding is something that's part of that old school thing. And it's not at the Arnold this year, but they're gonna have pole dancing there this year. So
I mean, that's ridiculous, Joe.
Yeah.
If I want to see pole dancing, I'll see naked chicks do that shit down at Scores or one of the clubs in the city. You know, obviously you and I are from New York City, so we can go anywhere. You know, pole dancing's all over the place down there, but. I mean, I don't want to see some pig doing that shit on a stage at the Arnold Classic. I don't know where the hell Arnold is in all this, but I mean, come on, this is bodybuilding. IFBB stands for International Federation of Bodybuilding. You know, not bikini bitches. You know what I mean, or anything else. It's not boys and boxers. Which is the fitness men. Whatever. I'm just saying we gotta keep bodybuilding in the forefront here. You know what I'm saying? To get rid of women bodybuilders is a travesty. I mean, it's a travesty. They helped build the Arnold Classic to what it was. You know, you remember seeing like Tanya Knight and Laura Crevel and all the great female bodybuilders that have passed who I'm friends with, by the way. I was there at the very first Arnold Classic, and female bodybuilding was just as big as male bodybuilding. And to get rid of female bodybuilding and to be replaced by pole dancing, really? Unless the chick's naked, I don't want to see her on a pole anyway. That's stupid. In a nightclub, I don't care about. I'd rather see him like laying on a floor or something. In a strip club, I don't want to see that pole dancing shit.
I don't fucking mind the pole dancing thing. And that's going to be at the expo, or it's going to be at some other. It's not going to be part of the actual, we're going to have the men's 212 bodybuilding, and now coming up next, the pole dancing. At least I don't believe so. I mean, they have the strongman at the Arnold, like in between the finals and shit like that, the posing routines, and then the top six and all of that shit. But we're going to get back into that in a little bit, right? Because now we have on the air right now with us Mr. Gianni Russo, who you know very well out there, who played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather. Gianni, it's a pleasure to have you on Extreme Radio tonight with us.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And,
What were we talking about? Pole dancing. What about pole dancing?
Well, the female bodybuilding. Arnold Schwarzenegger's classic is coming up in another couple weeks, and they dumped female bodybuilding kind of pole dancing. And, you know, the chicks aren't even naked. They're wearing, like, fitness attire, and they dance around on a pole. I want to see a chick dance on a pole. She's got to have no clothes on, and, you know what I'm saying?
But understand, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I mean, look who his mistress was.
Yeah,
come on, man. He could have picked on a guy prettier than that maid.
Gianni, how many fucking bottles of your wine would you need to tap that?
Never. Forget about it.
Me neither.
I never had maids that looked that ugly.
Hey, Gianni, by the way, I hear you got a pretty girlfriend anyway, because one of my friends happens to be a friend of yours now.
Who's that?
He said that a kid I grew up with, he's actually one of my best friends in the whole world. I'm with him all the time. I was talking to him on the phone today. He said to tell you, you almost got him killed or something like that, or something, whatever, in a fight. You know, Charlie Gasparino?
Oh, sure. I almost killed him. What happened with him? Charlie, I love Charlie. I mean, he's one of the most brilliant guys we all know. But he has a friend that got stupid with me one night at Bruno Jamé up on 88th Street in New York. And I may be old, but I don't take insults too easy. But
yeah, he told me. He said his friend was really drunk and he got stupid. And he said that your friend, some guy, something... Joe Watts, was it, or something like this?
You said the name, I didn't.
Oh, okay. He said that, he was laughing. Charlie said, to just bring it up to you, because, he said you would laugh, that you would know what he was talking about,
Of course, no. And unfortunately, my friend's back in jail 8 years. He's doing it again. But that's not a guy you play with.
Yeah, no, he told me. He said to me, listen, he goes, this guy was going to kill him. He said, I call Charlie Chucky. I've known him since, we were single digits. We were little.
Oh, I got to see you next time. I say, hey, Chucky, come over here.
Yeah, call him Chucky. His brother Jimmy was my workout partner from when I was a kid,
Oh, wow. That's wild.
I'm 53, so you can imagine,
Yeah.
But he said he's even seen you sing at the Chipinola or something like that over there.
Oh, I'm at La Cirque. I'm at La Cirque all the time.
Do you do a singing gig over there or something?
Yeah, I'm there once a month, actually. I've been there 3 years. I was at Feinstein's for 5 years, which was a great gig at the Regency, and now I'm at La Cirque for the last 3 years. I'm there once a month. It's fabulous. I mean, it's who's who of New York in the audience.
Yeah, he was telling me. He said you're a really good singer. I didn't know that. We knew that you were an actor, but we didn't know that you were, you were a singer and stuff. What do you sing? Do you sing traditional music or Italian music?
I do. Right now, the show I'm doing now, it takes you chronologically through the music of New York City, the nightclubs from the 50s and 60s, from Nat King Cole to everybody. I mean, I've seen the greatest performers, obviously, from the Copa to the Latin Quarter, everywhere. And I put this act together, and it's really doing well. I mean, actually, I'm going all over the world this year with it.
Yeah, Charlie was telling me that. He was telling me, to even bring it up to you. He was like, he was telling me, this guy, he could sing. You're going to hear him sing. And I was like, really? Because Joe and I over here, we thought, we knew that you were, an actor. And, I mean, God, you're legendary, especially for the Godfather. I mean, as soon as everybody says Carlo from The Godfather, everybody knows who you are. But then when he was telling me you were singing and that you're, he said, he gave you a lot of praise. He was telling me, you got to see this guy sing. He can really sing. So I was like, wow.
Well, most Italians think they could sing, make love, and cook. I tell my sons do it, but don't do it at the same time.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God.
A CD. It's called Reflections Out. We got the link on the article here, so you can click on it and buy Carlo's CD. You can go right to his site and get it also. Carlo, I'm sorry, Gianni. See, Greg, you got me fucking saying that we were...
No, that's good, though. Where are you guys at? Where am I calling right now?
We're in New York City, but this goes through...
Arizona. The radio hosting is in.
You should come to my show February 21st. I'm at La Cirque again if you're in the New York area. Come down.
I'm with Charlie all the time. Every Friday night I'm usually with Charlie. We grew up in Westchester together.
The
Bronx. We're both born and raised in the Bronx and in Westchester. And Joe's from Brooklyn.
Well, that's great. So you're neighborhood guys.
Yeah, we're neighborhood. You know, we're neighborhood Italian boys. I'd love to come to your show.
Yeah, Gianni, February 21st. I'll be at Le Cirque.
We're just two dadrules from around the way, you know?
Yeah.
We're just
why not?
So now I got to ask you a question. On the set of The Godfather, obviously, there's so many people you have to hear backstories. Who was the biggest jerk off on the set of The Godfather? Was there any particular guy that stuck out for you?
James Caan, still a big asshole.
Now, was that did he when he had the fight scene with you? Which obviously everybody knows that was a great fight scene with the kids with the fucking sprinkler with the Johnny Pump.
Yeah.
Now, did he fucking give you a little extra there? Was he actually like a bit of a dick that he had made?
Well, he chipped my elbow and broke two ribs.
Holy
no.
shit.
No, but that was my first acting role, so I thought that's what they did. You know, what do I know? But it's like playing a football game. Until you go to the showers, you don't know you're hurt.
Into
the role.
You know why, Johnny? Because he's not a real Italian, though.
Oh, no. I mean, I love Jewish people, my closest friends, but Jimmy would rather have a button than an Oscar. He thinks he's really Sonny Corleone. That's what's so funny.
That is funny. I didn't know that. He broke two of your ribs, you're saying, with an elbow?
Remember the kicking when I crawled out?
Going
to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
And he gives me that last kick when I roll into the street?
Yep.
Well, he lifted me up, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It looked real, but now we know that many years later, I find out, holy shit, that fucking thing was real. Wow, that's pretty wild, man.
But, you know, I'm 46 films later. I'm 70 years old, and here I'm still having a ball of my life because of that one film. It's amazing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That Godfather just keeps going.
A legendary film, my God. I mean, it's considered one of the greatest movies ever made. I mean, especially to us Italians, I mean, we look at that as forget it. You know, that's our resume. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's so funny, though. Every time after a holiday, like we just had Christmas, when they show the marathon.
Right.
Yeah. For the next few days, every time I walk down the street, I got people walking behind me saying, hello, Carlo.
that's great. I love that. Hey, but let me ask you a question. I was a little disappointed in the last Godfather. The way
Oh, my God. Everybody was.
Like, come on. I mean, like, all that,
Yeah, I think Francis was snorting too much coke.
I mean, come on, really? I mean, to try to make him look like now he wants to be a choir boy and, that was terrible.
The interesting thing, though, I read that script early on when they were developing it, and they had an idea. In fact, I met with Francis and Gray Frederickson, and they had the idea where my son, Pacino baptized at the end of Godfather 1.
Yeah, yeah.
He would come back because I aged pretty well. They wanted me to come back and play my son.
Oh, the Andy Garcia role.
To avenge his father's death.
Oh, that would have been so
fucking
cool.
Which I thought would have been, more meaningful because it was a great scene with his mother in the kitchen and all of that. But then when, Robert Duvall, they wouldn't pay him what they gave Diane Keaton, so he dropped out, and they gave it to, what the hell's his name? He's so funny. I know him well. George Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I saw that going down the toilet, and then Winona Ryder dropped out, and they gave it to Sofia Coppola, and Pacino actually wanted out of the movie, but Paramount was going to sue him.
Wow.
Because he didn't like the fact of the way they made it.
Well, no, he was saying, wait a minute, all the actors are out of here. What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing,
No.
I mean, I love George Hamilton. He's a great guy. But, mm-hmm. but can he play Robert Duvall? Come on.
No, come on.
No way.
Tom was a fucking great role, man. Now, you can't change Tom, man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Tom Hagen was the best. I love him.
By the way, Charlie told me that, that you age. He said, you got to see this guy, because I haven't seen you in person or nothing. But he said, he said to me, he goes, he looks better than he did when he did the movie. He looks younger.
I love Charlie more and more by the minute.
He said that to me today. We were on the phone before. He said, you got to see him. He goes, he's 7 years old. He hate to say it, but he looks better than when he did the movie. He looks young.
I only go out at night, that's why.
So
he's never seen me during the day.
And I don't date girls any younger than 20. My girlfriend's, 26, 27 years younger than me. Yeah, I'm 53. She's 27.
Oh, yeah, well, that's, of course,
You know, that goes without saying.
No, I constantly have older women hitting on me, and I'm saying to myself, are you kidding? It's like dating my mother. Forget about
it. I hear you. Holy God. But, no, that's awesome. He was telling me how young you look and stuff, so that's why I can understand you coming back and maybe playing that part. That would have been awesome.
Oh, yeah. Again, if everybody stayed in it, I think 3 could have been a masterpiece.
Oh, it could have been. Absolutely.
Yep.
But he still, I didn't like that theme, though, the whole approach about how, no wise guy's going to actually turn like that and, like, oh, no, you know what I mean? What did he do?
Even with the cousin. I mean, come on. He basically sold us down the drain. And a lot of it, I tell you, a lot of guys that I know, real guys, were really pissed at Francis showing that where, we have no respect for our family. The guy's going to go out with his cousin.
We get our asses kicked. Even think about that. My father.
No shit, man. I remember as a kid when my cousin Phyllis had these great set of tits, and my father caught me looking at it. He backhanded me. What are you doing? Look at those mountains.
I can't go out with my banging. Holy Christ! Yeah, you're right, though. You know what I mean? You're right. Now I forgot about the cousin part, but you're right. That whole thing didn't fit right. You know what I'm saying?
He got him and George Lucas were doing so much coke, it was ridiculous. So I think about it though. How many big films did he do after that?
I need an arm.
No, you're right.
He can't concentrate.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean. You know, when you look at it, now that you're saying it, you look at it and you say, oh, my God, I mean, I totally see that, But, I mean, you took something, too. You should have stopped it, too, if he was going to do that to number 3, Because, when you watch the trilogy, you watch the first two, they're incredible. I mean, those are incredible movies. Then you watch the third, and you're like, it's like watching Planet of the Apes, like Beneath the Planet of the Apes or something like that. You're like, good man, like, killed it, You shot it in the foot. But...
It's all good. I'm still making money on it. That's fine. Well, I'll be up in Springfield this Thursday because of it. I keep going all over the world with this thing. I'll be in London this year on June 25th for the United States Embassy. You believe this? They're bringing me to London to sing the American Songbook.
Wow.
Really?
It's been such a ride. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, but that's great. I mean, so it makes me laugh when some guys complain about, like, like a Stone. I don't want to be known just as Rocky. But dude, ride the wave. What are you crazy? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Pacino and Diane Keaton would even talk about the movie.
Why would they even talk about it?
I did that. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me about it.
The fucking K. I hated that fucking character so much. What a little fucking annoying fucking twat. Hey Gianni, we gotta go to a break in about a minute. I want to make sure we get all your plugs out there. It's GianniRusso.com. Let me know anything else we want to plug. Any other sites, any other gigs coming up?
I'm here to have fun, pal.
Yeah.
Everything is good.
We're having fun. I just want to make sure we get I want to plug everything you need to plug.
All right. Thank you. I thank you. Appreciate it.
Make sure you go to GianniRusso.com. You can click right on the links we have on the article, the preview article, all his stuff for iTunes and Amazon. You can click right there, get his reflection CD.
Go to the winery, too. They can buy
Gianni Russo Wines, of course. Yep, I got the link for the winery in there also. And Gianni, this was great, man. We got to hang out one night in person, the three of us.
I'm in the 25th. Come with Charlie. February 25th. 21st, rather.
Let's 21st. Try to make that a date. Greg, let's try to make that a date. We can go out and have... We're going to go out and have a nice glass of Gianni's wine with her. Gianni, thanks. Listen, I really appreciate you coming on with me and Greg on Extreme Radio tonight, Gianni. You have a great
evening. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gianni. You rock, bro. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Me and Greg talk a little bit more shit after this message.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is
Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Pitaro and Greg Valentino.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Pitaro. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiatero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
Great fucking spot by Gianni Russo there. Just want to give a little quick plug for next week, Greg. We got Frank Shamrock. UFC, just a great MMA fighter, and also did Strikeforce, color commentator, and then fucking Paulie from the Rocky films, Burt Young, will be joining us. So next week's going to be a fucking kick-ass show again, bro.
Dude, that's awesome. Burt Young, I love that guy. I can't wait to talk with him. But even Shamrock, bro, I know Ken Shamrock. I don't know Frank, but I know Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock's a tough guy, bro. I mean, I was talking to him. You know, I've known him friggin' 10, 15 years ago. You know, I mean, I've known him. And back when he was, like, fighting Gracie, I knew him. You know, he used to come to Bob Bonham's gym in Strong and Shapely in New Jersey. But I was sitting with him one time, and I was talking to him, and he's not all there. You know what I'm saying? You could tell, like, dude, this guy's like a pit bull. And I remember him telling me, like, I'm like, yo, dude, you don't ever get afraid? Like, you know, do you ever get nervous when you go in the ring? He told me, dude, there's not too many people on this planet that can kick my ass. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll fight anybody. I don't give a fuck who they are. And I'm like, wow, okay. You know what I mean?
You got to believe him, bro. I don't think he's fucking
shit. Dude, let me tell you something. In Royce Gracie's prime, he had Gracie beat. It was only the fact that Gracie grabbed him at the end and I think twisted his leg or whatever the fuck it was, but he had Gracie beat like two or three times. You know what I'm saying? Gracie
Shamrock
pulled out the win in the last second with him.
Early UFC, I mean, he was like the fucking brawler guy and Gracie was the fucking technical guy, but they both great fighters. And then I think they're half-brothers, actually. I don't think they get along, if I remember correctly. Shamrock history, I don't think they're like fucking great, you know, like relationships.
You know what it is? They're not half brothers. I'm pretty sure that they're Frank Shamrock. I'm almost dead pie. I could be wrong with this, but because like I said, Carlin Coker is Frank Shamrock's best friend, and Carlin Coker and I grew up as little boys together. You know, he's my childhood friend. Same thing, by the way. Carlin Coker is very good friends with Charlie Gasparino. Chuck, you know, we know him as Chucky, who is senior correspondent at Fox Business News. You know, that's the guy we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we all grew up together as little boys, and I believe what it is that Frank Shamrock's an adopted brother. He was like not an orphan, but he was something like a foster kid that Shamrock's father, who taught, used to teach MMA and stuff like that, adopted him, and that's how that happened. But I think you're right. I don't think they get along too well. I think they have moments where they get along, and then they don't get along. Frank Shamrock says that, this is what Carlin told me, Frank Shamrock says that his brother Ken could have been the greatest fighter ever, but he has a problem with the women and drugs. You know what I mean? Like anything else. So, I mean, I shouldn't really say that. Dude, I hope fucking Frank ain't listening and next week wants to kick my fucking ass, you know? I'm just telling you what Carlin said, something like that. He didn't say that Frank said anything bad. He just said that Frank, you know, in other words, that Ken likes to party too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, his weakness was the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? If I fucking had that fucking fame and fucking money, I don't know if I would be any different.
No, I hear you. Well, you know, I wouldn't do the drug thing, but the lady things, you know, basically ruined my life in the 90s, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I was selling drugs, but I wasn't, you know, with the steroids when I got arrested and all that shit, but...
Yeah, you are.
You know, I ruined my marriage back then, you know, with all that running around with the chicks and shit, always getting in trouble, you know?
Fucking power to pussy, bro. It's fucking...
Absolutely. By the way, grow back the rug, girls. Grow that hair back.
Back.
I like a hairy bush.
We're gonna start our Facebook campaign. If anybody out there wants to fucking start it with us, one of our fucking soldiers, please feel free to do so, and we'll fucking
bring
help promote the shit out of it. But speaking of promoting shit, dude, we're gonna be on TV soon. Late Night with Johnny P Show. We'll let you know the date. It's probably gonna be sometime around the spring, but coming up, I believe on March 10th, we're gonna have fucking Johnny Potenza on our show. He's a talk show host. Cable television talk show host. So we want to get a plug out there. We're starting our fucking friendship off on the right foot. Make sure you check out Late Night with Johnny P, and I believe that's a .com on him, and also he's got Facebook and Twitter and all of that good stuff. But fucking Monday, bro, fucking what did you do this fucking weekend, bro? Because I just sat around watching football, so what the fuck did you do? I ain't got dick to put...
I was out in New York City, and you know what's funny? I ran into a guy I haven't seen in literally about almost 20 years. I used to work with this guy, right? You know, I don't know if people know, but back in the early, early 90s, when I was first starting to sell the juice and shit like that, like 91, 92, I used to work in a freaking day club with a whole bunch of other bodybuilders. We were all, you know, because we were straight, but we were the bouncers. We ran the whole, because they didn't want gay guys working there because they mingle with the, you know, with the gay guys and with the other gay guys. So they had a whole crew of straight, you know, we were all bodybuilders. My partner Paul worked with me and stuff. He's the guy that owned the gym with me. But anyways, big guy. All right, there was an old guy who used to like power lift and stuff. And he was he was old, man. I can't believe he's still alive. He's got to be in his mid-70s now. And I just bumped into him this weekend. Bro, I got to tell you a crazy story. One time, you know, you're in a bar, right? I'm in a bar. And I was actually the head bouncer. I used to collect the money from the people and everything. And I'd be up front and, you know, you know, I don't drink, but sometimes I chew ice or drink water. You know, I drink ice water and stuff. So one day I'm up there and I'm chewing the ice, right? And I'm going to I go to my partner, Paul, bro, the fucking ice is fucked up tonight, bro. What's fucking wrong with this ice, right? And I go, you better tell the bar backs, bro, to go check. There's something wrong with the fucking ice. It's like it has a fucking, it's like weird, bro. You know, it's almost like chewy and shit.
Did it have a bleachy smell to it, Brandy?
No, listen. So all of a sudden, the fucking guy, right? This fucking, I got to remember something. He's this old ex-powerlifter. He's like fucking 350 pounds fat, you know, like coughing, choking and shit all the time, you know, smoked cigarettes. He was once powerful when he was younger, but now he's one of the fat guys, you know? He might have been 400 pounds. Anyway. He comes over while I'm talking to my partner, Paul. And like I said, I was the boss. So I tell him, hey, dude, go tell the bar backs to check the ice. And he goes to me, wait a minute. Where'd you get that glass? I said, this is my glass. It was right here. I'm chewing, you know. And he goes, dude, don't chew that ice. And I said, what's the matter with you? Why? What happened? And he goes, I got a really bad cold, and I've been coughing phlegm and spitting it in that fucking ice for the last fucking 2 hours. So I look in there, dude. Now, you got to remember, it's dark in the bar. And I'm chewing on this guy's fucking phlegm balls, like green, he had like green butter in there and shit, you know what I mean? And I was like, I looked in there, dude, I was starting to stick my finger down my toe because I wanted to throw up. It was so fucking disgusting. I was eating his oysters, you know what I'm saying? He was walking up oysters all night and using that like a spittoon. And he didn't tell me. I said, I was so pissed, bro. I was like, you motherfucker, this was my glass. Why are you spitting your own glass? You know what I mean? And he goes, well, I didn't know. I saw a fucking thing sitting up there. There's only ice. I figured somebody finished their drink, so I'm spitting it. And I'm like, you motherfucker, you know I chew the ice up here. What the fuck? And I'm over there. That's what... And dude, I was chewing on his oysters. You know what I mean? All night he was, and he spit that shit the fuck in my glass. You know what I mean?
So I know you didn't drink, but you would need a shot of Jack Daniels just to fucking survive that fucking moment.
Dude, I felt violated. I felt like a woman who was molested. I swear to God. I was, like, really fucked up from that shit. Dude, I couldn't look at that fat fuck for the rest of the night. He was sickening me. To this day, 20 years later when I saw him, we were laughing the other day. He's like, hey, remember you ate that ice? You know, and I'm like, yeah, you fuck. I ate that ice, you cocksucker. You talking to, you couldn't spit that shit somewhere else? Go spit it in the garbage? Go spit it in your own glass? You know, and he goes, spit it in a coffee cup? I couldn't see. You gotta understand. It's dark. It's in a nightclub. I'm up at the front desk.
Yeah, yeah. You're not fucking looking in the glass.
Right.
It's yours.
So, you know, you put the glass. I put the ledge there, and I put my glass right next to me on the ledge while I'm collecting the money, and then I take and eat. And I didn't know the fucking cocksucker all night. He's been hawking. You know what I mean? And then fucking spit that shit in my glass.
Oh, that's right, fucking disgusting. That's the odd, man. Ugh.
Dude, to this day, when I think of that, to this day, when I saw him this weekend, it's been 20 fucking years, man. You know what I mean? I
you still feel like fucking throwing fucking, you know, blowing chunks when you fucking
hear. My asshole was like puckering and shit. I felt like I was, when I saw him, I felt like I was raped, you know what I mean? It was disgusting. You know, it was fucking disgusting. My friends were all like, oh my God, I saw him spitting it. That's your ice? And I'm like, yeah, bro.
I didn't even want to fucking think about it then, because it's just fucking.
No, dude, seeing him this week was like, I mean, you know, I'm friends with the guy, but, you know, he's one of those dirty, nasty, you know, got the long fingernail and there's fucking dirt under him, you know, fat, you know what I mean? Like an old biker-looking guy, you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
you know,
I don't care if it's a fucking guy that just fucking came out of a fucking pedicure, manicure, and a fucking scrub down. I don't want to fucking drink another guy's fucking spit. Now, if a fucking chick spits in a glass, I can deal with it. You know, I can probably, it'll be all right. You know, we'll survive.
This guy looks like fucking Sasquatch, you know what I mean? Like fucking hair going out of his nose and shit. I'm over there, you know, and he's disgusting, you know what I mean? It's like, he's like a fat fuck, you know, and he's spitting in my fucking glass. I saw him this week, we were even talking about it, but, you know, I'm just like, holy fuck, man. I never forgot that shit. I was telling my girlfriend, and she's like, you're disgusting. I mean, you know, dude, I'll eat my girlfriend's ass. I'll eat the box, the whole bit, you know. And I, by the way, she grew the bush back just for me. So, I give a little applause for her for that.
There you go.
But she's got a rug down there. She's Mexican. She's got that rug. You know what I mean? I wish she was touching the belly button. I like when it grows up the belly button, buddy. What are you going to do? She don't have that, you know. But, I like that. But, anyway, what the fuck? Why did I bring that up? Oh, anyway, yeah, she was mocking me, too. Because, you know, I don't, dude, I get skivats. You know, in Italian, that means, like, you know, I get grossed out easily.
Yeah, oh, me,
you know?
Yeah. Anything with fucking clams and shit like that, if it ain't mine, fucking horrible, bro.
Listen, I don't know about you, but this is the way I am, right? I'll eat my girlfriend's box. I eat her ass all the time. I love eating the ass, you know? But I won't fucking drink out of her glass. And she freaks out about that. Like
I don't have a problem with that. With my wife, I can listen. There is no limitations. Glass, fork.
Yeah, but see, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like that. Swap spits with her. I don't give a shit. Kiss when she wakes up in the morning. I don't give a fuck. But I can't drink out of her glass. Or she puts her, you know, she touches my food. Like, I'm like, yo, don't. I'm one of those. You know what I mean? You touch my food, I freak. You know,
don't put
your fucking hands. Like, if you want a French fry, I don't eat French fries, but let's say I did. Back when I used to eat that shit, if you reach in my plate and then you, like, touch my fries, I'm like, yo, dude, you might as well take them all because I can't eat it because your hands are in my fucking plate.
Yeah, you know? I'm like that. If there's a fucking guy that does it, I mean, my kids
no,
or my
I mean,
wife, I can fucking...
Girlfriend.
Yeah, but I see it. I can't do that if, like, you know, some guy goes, oh, let me get a sip of your water. It's like same thing. Just, yeah, fucking take it, bro. It's on you now. I don't fucking want it. I'm kind of, even when I was a kid, I'd skeeve out. Like, when you're kids and you have, like, fucking one, you know, nobody has money and one kid has a fucking bottle of fucking, like, you know, Sunny Dew with one of those fucking stupid fucking, you know, little fruity drinks and shit. And they're like, oh, it's hot. Some were playing fucking punch ball, passing around. If I didn't get that fucking thing first, I didn't want it.
We need it, bro.
I need that shit, bro.
They used to laugh because I bring my own water. I couldn't drink from the rest of the fucking world because the kids on the football team would all drink out of this one fucking cooler, you know. And let me tell you something. I'm like that because my father's a dirty fuck, you know what I mean? Like, you know, growing up, he was always dirty. I love the guy. But, dude, I seen him one time cooking a steak on a grill. Actually, it was a hamburger. I don't remember, steak or hamburger. I was a kid. And I seen a fly land on it. And he fucking swats the fucking fly with guts all over the fucking meat and spins it off. And he hands me the fly. I'm like, get the fly. Are you crazy? You know, and he'll eat it. Dude, my father's like Rambo. He'll eat shit that will make a Billy goat puke. He's disgusting. You know, and he picks
to live off the land.
Nose. Dude, you know, he's Italian. He picks his fucking nose. He fucking, you know, he'll sneeze at his shirt and shit. And, you know, he's the reason. Dude, let me tell you, he's my father and I love him. But I would rather eat off a bag lady's vagina than fucking eat something my father touched with his hands. That's how gross out I am. Oh, dude, he made me schivatz like that. He made me that way. I'm really bad, bro. Even my kids, you know, my kids younger, they're snotting and sneezing and shit, and they'd be fucking putting their hands in my food. I'm like, ah, well, you might as well eat it now because I'm not eating that shit. You know?
Even with your own children.
I'm nuts, bro. My high school girlfriend once, we got a fucking, I got burgers at Burger King. And, you know, I love this girl. That's the girl I was telling you about. The hair used to fucking come out of it. I don't know. Did we talk about that on the show with the...
With the bikini, yeah.
Yeah, the one that I was telling you, we call Mario. Also,
Mario,
call
Broad,
Mario.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, the one that crashed my parents' car. That one. She fucking, one time she picked pickles off my burger, because, you know, I don't care if I have pickles or not. But she took pickles off my Burger King burger. I got so pissed I threw the hamburger across the fucking room. And she's like...
No wonder why she didn't fuck you this one.
Yeah, I know, bro. Yeah, well, I grew up, you know, just the 70s and shit. Back then, girls didn't put out like that, you know? You had one or two girls in the whole high school that all those guys fucked. And the rest of the, you know, with your girlfriend, you play the old first base, like, swap spits. Second base, you feel her titties. Third base, you finger her. And, you know, most girls didn't fuck, you know, so.
Yeah.
But you know, I remember getting pissed because she took the fucking pickle off my hamburger, you know? I don't know. I'm nuts like that. I'm, you know. But,
so
yeah,
you never fucking shared a piece of gum with a girlfriend?
What's that?
You never shared a piece of gum with, like, a chick?
No, dude, never. We're crazy. No. I'll swap spits with her. See, dude, I swap spits with her. I don't give a shit. I'll kiss her when she first wakes up in the morning. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat her ass. I don't give a shit. She can throw a fart and I'll still eat her ass. But I cannot eat off of something she put her hands on. It's just strange. I'm a weirdo, bro. I'm a fucking weirdo. My girlfriend, if she was here, well, she's in the next room, you know, but if I brought her in here, she'd be like, yo, he's fucked up. You know, she'll tell you I'm fucked up, but I'm happy with her. I'm happy with her right now because she grew back to Bush. You know what I mean? And you don't know how much that means to me.
Does it have a fucking different taste or aroma because of said Bush?
No, dude, listen to me. I don't eat fish, whether it's fucking.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. It might just be a little more pungent, and that might be good.
No, but it's nappy as hell because she's, like I said, she's laughing. So it's a Bush. Trust me, it's a fucking full-fledged rug.
You don't like it like after, like, they do some fucking cardio or something and you can get your
No,
fucking all there, bro. I'm all there. I love it.
Dude, you can throw a fart and I'll eat the ass. You understand? But I will not.
Yeah, me too. I got that doesn't bother me none, but I like when it's got a little something going on.
Nah, and then my partner used to do, oh, my God, fucking bloody. He didn't give a shit. That shit smoked.
I got no problem
body.
With that either. Yeah, it's like fucking condiments on it. That's all.
Bro, you ever go down to Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn down there where fucking when it's low tide? You ever smell that? they got a dead body roll up on the shore and shit. It's fucking low tide. You know, there's a head rolling up on the floor, some mafia guy all tied up and shit like that. His fucking remains. You smell that? That's what
it smells like.
Dude, I don't eat that shit, bro. Low tide, no way, bro. There's two things in this world that smell like fish, and one of them's fish, and I don't eat either one of them. You know what I mean?
I don't want the fishy smell, but, you know, I don't mind when it's got a little fucking, you know, it's got a little pussy smell. That's good. It's all right.
No, I don't mind, like, a little, I don't care if it's a little, I'd rather have the ass even murky.
It's great. It's perfect.
Yeah, I don't mind, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind, you know, when it's a little murky, but, you know, Jesus Christ, when it, you know, if it smells like fish, though, that's a no-go.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fish fucking guy either.
The
both be fucking real fish and fucking, you know, vagina fish. But we're going to fucking hit a break now, Greg, and we come back.
Oh,
we're going to probably have a chance to ask Kip Winger if he likes to fucking eat fucking fish, hairy fish, or shaved fish.
Well,
so.
But he gets ass up to fucking up and down.
He must have got fucking gazoo all over the place. But we're going to fucking find out on the other side of this break. Greg and Joe, speak to you in a moment.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit fitnessrxformen.com today.
Hi, I'm Shannon Sharp, Fitness RX for Men. Bam!
Listen for MD Radio on the Voice America Variety Channel.
That's Muscular Development Radio.
Every Monday, your host, Sean Ray, will take you inside the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. The show will feature Hall of Fame bodybuilders, trainers, judges, and the future champions of tomorrow. Plus, you'll be invited to participate in our call-in Ask the Pros feature. And our nutritional spotlight will feature products that can help you achieve your fitness goals. MD Radio is broadcast live Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Hey, what's up? Mario Lopez here, and we're at Gio's Brooklyn Boxing Club doing a photo shoot for Fitness RX for Men.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it. That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiatero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
And Greg and Joe back after that quick commercial break. Greg, you know that we both are big fans, and you know me, I'm a big fucking hair metal guy, and we had Blaze Bailey and John Corabi on, and we talked a lot about that 80s metal and stuff. But tonight,
right,
we are going to be joined by another great name back from the day, from the night, the band Winger, Kip Winger. Kip.
How's it going, man?
Hey.
Oh, yeah! Dude, right. I'm looking at your photograph, right? Is that you? You're a big motherfucker. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Kip. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know the story. Drop the reps and creep the dosage. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
Yeah, I hold world records and stuff like that. But, you know, with biggest arms, all that crap. You know what I'm saying?
So what was the deal with the dude who severed his spine in an injury? I read that on the internet the other day. Did you hear about that?
No, I know nothing about
that. No, I didn't hear that one, man.
No, he was like he's a bodybuilder guy in a contest. He did something. I think he was lifting. He was bench pressing or something. I don't know. No, it was above his head. What's the one where you put it above your
clean and jerk or snatch? One of those two, right, Joe?
Yeah, the clean and snatch and the clean and jerk. And then, you know,
you're saying his spine snapped when he did that?
He snapped his spine, dude.
Oh,
oh my God. Yeah, no, see, this is different. That's more like Olympic lifting and everything. That's a totally different sport. You know, I'm a bodybuilder. Joe's a bodybuilder. You know, we're into, you know, we're both in bodybuilding. You know, now we're in the media. And you're looking at me there. Even I'm jacked and everything, but I'm 53 years old, you know. So I've been around, you know, I grew up in the rock era. You know, I remember Lewis and Ozzy Osbourne in 1969, you know what I mean, when Sabbath first came around. So, you know, we're rockers here, too, so.
I'm
you
with you,
I mean?
Man. I'm 52, so I'm with
you. Oh, there you go. So then you remember all that whole era.
Oh, dude,
you know
are you kidding me? I was 11 years old with my band and with my brothers playing all that music.
Oh, man, that was a great era, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, you had Zeppelin coming on and big bands like that, you know what I mean? I loved all that stuff. I mean, you know, Black Sabbath was my, growing up, was my band. I mean, I love Ozzy Osbourne. You know, so, you know, when you're our age, you know, I listen to that shit now. My daughter put on this stuff in the car where some guy's just screaming, ass, you know, I'm going, what the fuck? That guy's like a lyrical genius, huh? You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
Hey, man, you know, the Black Sabbath, the lyrics of Black Sabbath music were amazing, and nobody ever mentions them. I mean, All the Blacks have a shit where the lyrics were godlike, and I mean the riffs were cool, but the lyrics were amazing.
And so that's what, you know, back then, if you remember, Kip, we called it acid rock, you know what I mean? Before, that's what gave birth to heavy metal.
Acid
and
rock. Yeah, definitely. Rock. I remember that time. Hey, Kip, yeah. I saw fucking Sabbath in Jersey last year at the PNC, the outdoor place, and they fucking kick ass. As good as they did for before Ozzy left the band back in the fucking, you know, late 70s and up to 1980 when he fucking went solo. And they opened up with War Pigs. It was just like the fucking place was just, you know, it was a lot of old fucking, you know, rock and roll people there. And everybody had a blast. It was a great fucking show. And they fucking put on a fucking whale of a fucking show, man. So.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't think those guys have missed anything. I haven't seen them in a while, but everybody I know that's seen them says they're just on their game big time. Ozzy's always been great. I toured with him a little bit back in the day, but
he's forget it. You know what I'm saying? I grew up, that guy's like a god. But what's going on with you? So how are you doing? What's new with you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm actually right now as we speak, I'm mixing a new Winger album that we've been working on for the last 8 months. And, you know, we've been out touring. We've been doing this 25th anniversary thing where we play the first album. Because it's 25 years since that first record, and we got the, you know, it's original members and all that. So we've been doing that. We just got back from Japan, which was awesome. We sold that out with Y&T, and the shows went great. And mixing this record's coming out in April. We'll be on the Monsters of Rock cruise, and we're just touring all year, basically.
So, oh, that's cool, man. So you got, I did read that online that you guys are getting another album out, coming out later this year, another Winger album out. So that's pretty wild. I mean, you guys, you know, you played together for a while and you had a couple of reunions and you've been playing together again for, you know, for a few years now. And that must be pretty, you know, pretty encouraging when you can get the original members back and start playing those tunes again that everybody, you know, knows for so many years and would put you guys on the map. How is that when you guys get together and you do a live show and you see the people in the audience that, you know, you've been seeing you, watching you guys since, like, 87, 88?
Well, what freaks me out is, that, like, we just did Japan. I mean, everybody in the audience was under 30. I mean, my band, you know, it's always been Reb Beach, Rod Morgenstein, and myself, and then we had a guy, John Roth, who's been in since 92, but Paul Taylor has been in and out of the band. So Paul's back in now. We're touring as a five-piece for this. But, I mean, I got to tell you, man, I mostly see young people in these shows because people are going on the Internet, and it's making the shit immortal. So for me, it's great because people go back and listen to the actual players because we always took our actual musicianship very seriously, you know, so it's cool. We get a lot of musicians in the audience now as opposed to back in the day. Well, I mean, it was great to have all the chicks. and we have that too, but I mean, it's mostly, you know, a lot of young musicians are coming too. It was just outstanding for us.
I mean,
we went through some dark days where people thought we were the whole Beavis and Butthead thing. That was some dark days there, you know, but it turns out now it's just like, how'd you get your name on the shirt, man? We sell the fucking shirt, to be honest.
Wow.
Best-selling shirt.
Hey, Kip, I wanted to ask you.
Famous Stuart shirt from Beavis and Butthead cartoons with Winger. But you know something? I mean, you know, it was like in good fun and all of that shit. But you guys, the music that you guys were putting out was like, it was great, catchy tunes, but it was also, it was cool stuff. I mean, I got no problem fucking saying, I got tons of Winger stuff on my fucking iPod I listen to all the time, man. But also,
that.
Like, you, the magic word you said was chicks, and you, the music that you guys, like, Miles Away and 17, all that stuff, chicks loved it. So don't fucking tell me that didn't work in your favor, having that kind of music, because I don't think Judas Priest was getting as much pussy as you guys were.
Well, I did very well back in the day. You know, that was some fun shit, man. We had a good time. So, yeah, I mean, it carries on. Basically now what I focus on is trying to sing the shit, and so I don't, you know, I don't sound like crap. I don't want to be the guy on stage like, oh, God, look what happened to him. But, yeah, we did very well with that.
Hey, Kip, I wanted to ask you, because we had John Corabi on, and he was kind of, you know, we were talking about, like, the direction of music has taken, and he was telling us, you know, because, you know, today a lot of, you know, rap and stuff like that is big, but
and we don't hear the metal like we used to. But he's saying overseas and in, you know, everywhere but America, that metal is really kicking ass. Have you noticed the same thing? Because you're talking about like Japan and all that stuff. Do you feel like the rest of the world is still rocking hard, where, you know, a lot of stuff over here is a lot more R&B, and you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, we tour every year in Europe, throughout, you know, Europe and Asia and Australia and all that. And they're very loyal to the rock thing. And the concert thing is very healthy over there. So, I mean, most of the bands like us go over there and play, and everybody has a following over there. Even for the younger bands that aren't even that big, it's a great place to, you know, people dig the music, you know.
So, well, that's what Kalabi was saying. Kalabi was saying that it's really, you know, it's huge over there in the heat. You know, like over here, you know, they're always talking about, you know, not to us older guys, but a lot of, you know, if I say The Who to my daughter, she'll be like, who the hell's The Who? I mean, they don't realize, like, you know, we grew up with that kind of stuff, you know. They don't even know really who Zeppelin is, you know. But, you know, according to Kalabi, you go overseas, he's like, rock is kicking, you know.
Yeah, he's right. He's totally right. It is. It's kicking ass, and so we're.
Hear that.
Yeah, I know, man. It's really the shit. But I mean, you know, it's starting to. I mean, it's leveling up over here too. Like, for example, Monsters of Rock cruise. It's sold out. It's probably. I'm sure there's a lot of people from around the world, but probably mostly Americans. I mean, people dig it because it's there's very few things in life that give you the feeling of when you hit a fucking guitar through a Marshall amp, like an AC/DC chord at a Judas Priest, you know, that Black Sabbath thing. I mean, there's very few things that give you that fucking feeling when you just crank that shit up. So, I mean, you know, I think rock will always take on different forms and stuff, but the basic template is always going to be popular.
Oh, I agree. It's like hitting a baseball too. You know what I mean? It's like when you hear a guitar screaming and wailing. My son was a lead guitarist in a band. Now he's military intelligence, but, you know, he used to be in a band when he was younger. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like hearing that, you know, a good guitar riff, you know. I put on some old Sabbath shit, and I freak out with that stuff.
Shit, man. Do you play? Are you a musician?
No, you know what? I played guitar when I was a kid. But I suck, you know. I had fat fingers and the whole bit, you know.
I was gonna say, I mean, when we play up there, you should come up and jam with us, man. We love to bring people on stage and jam.
I could play the air guitar. I could play the radio. You know what I mean?
Fucking fine with me, dude. Just fucking dance and make it happen.
No, I love it. I would love to come
point in the crowd. Point in the crowd and fuck yeah, bitches!
We'd love to come see you guys. We'd have, you know, to even do a show of it. I mean, I would love to come see you guys play. Believe me. Maybe we can make that happen.
You're in New York, right?
Coming around New York at all, Kip?
Yeah, we're just now, like, you know, we're getting all our dates together, so we'll definitely let you know when we're up there. We played B.B. King several times and had a very good showing there.
Great fucking venue, man.
And I love that room, man. Because
it's a great place to see a show, man.
Yeah, it sounds great in there. We always do real well in there, so... I know we got some stuff on the East Coast, and we'll definitely come into the city and play some at some point.
Yeah, I'd love to fucking see you guys fucking live. That would be fucking pretty wild. But let's get some of the stuff out there. WingerTheBand.com. I got all these links on the article over there. I got links to the iTunes and stuff. Any other sites you want to plug, Kip, besides the band site? You got a personal site you want to plug as well?
Well, I mean, you know, we got Winger the Band, KipWinger.com. All the individual members have their sites, and you know, the face. We're looking for likes on Facebook because we got started late and we took one down recently. So we got a new one up. So if anybody wants to go to the official Winger Facebook and like us, that would be very nice, and we would appreciate that. And you know, we'll just be out there jamming. So come out and see us, man.
I'd love to do that. We could pump that up for you. We'll pump up the Facebook. Joe, you got that, right?
Yeah. I got, actually, I have it fucking linked right there in that Kip Winger is also play with Alice Cooper line on the article. Click on Kip's last name there, and it brings you right to his Facebook page. Make sure you guys go out there and like Winger's Facebook page. Kip, we got like 2 minutes left, or maybe a little less. just give me a little quick recap. That was, you know, you said Ozzy. What was the craziest thing you saw Ozzy do when you guys were fucking touring together?
Well, the craziest thing he did was fucking cancel the tour 2 weeks into the fucking thing. Where, you know, because he was, Sharon pulled him off because he was wasted, I think. I mean, he was, you know. But, I mean, you know, that's the first time I saw Zach Wilde, let me tell you. I mean, that motherfucker is so badass. And I was watching him on stage, and I'd never seen him play. He was real young back then, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing on stage, and he's holding this lick, going woo woo woo, and the lights, and it's 15,000 people, whatever. And I'm standing under him, and I started tripping, dude. I mean, he held this lick for so long that I started hallucinating on him. And the motherfucker is badass. Heavy shout out to Zach because he's amazing.
Zach is fucking great.
What's it like though? What's it like growing up idolizing these guys, and now you're playing on stage with them? You know what I'm saying? Is that like a mind fuck or what?
It's a mind fuck. It totally. And to this day, it is. I just did a benefit for Chuck Brennan in Las Vegas and Alice Cooper's thing in Phoenix. And you know, I played with Alice, so, and I was a huge Alice Cooper fan. So when I got into his band, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. But I mean, you know, we were, you know, Kiss and all those guys, and I'm on stage with them all, and it freaks me out. It totally freaks me out. I'm like a pot smoking high school dropout from Colorado, man.
Well, you never know. Now some kids thinking the same thing about you. Maybe, who knows, one of these guys is like, yo, I grew up listening to Winger, and now I'm on stage with him. You know what I mean? You know, I'm sure there's some young rockers up there.
You're going to be on stage with us.
We're going to get the fucking. We're going to get the Ramblin' Freak up there on the stage in BB, and I'm going to throw him up when you guys are the Kings. Listen, we got to go. We're going to be out of time. Right. Tip, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
Man, we had a great time with you. Make sure you listen next week. Frank Shamrock and Burt Young on Extreme Radio.
Right on.
Off.
I'm on a highway to
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Fitness RX Radio. Have a pumped week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.